When Daryl Jackson decided to bring back the sweet sounds and treats of an ice cream truck to the Cawthet region in 2016, he reintroduced a cherished tradition that had been missing for more than a decade. His mission was not just about selling ice cream, but creating unforgettable memories for children and adults alike. "I really liked the idea of bringing an ice cream truck to Powell River," explains Jackson. "I had no idea how it would go, but I believed in the idea." The ice cream truck made its debut in July 2016 and was an immediate hit among locals. That vehicle, which has become a staple of local summers, may soon change hands. Jackson, the owner and operator of the Ice Cream Man truck, recently expressed his intention to sell his business. Through the years, he has made significant modifications to the truck, including the addition of a snow cone machine, solar power, and modern payment capabilities. "Over the years, we have been constantly updating and modifying things to find that perfect balance of keeping the old-fashioned traditional feel while incorporating new modern technologies," says Jackson. Recognizing the shift away from cash, he added various payment options, even introducing reloadable ice cream gift cards. Furthermore, his website, theicecreamman.ca, features a live GPS tracker, allowing eager customers to locate the truck in real time. In addition to these modern features, Jackson installed solar panels, ensuring his business is as eco-friendly as it is delicious. Not only does he deliver sweet treats, he also promotes community bonding. The Community Cup initiative allowed residents to sponsor treats for children in their area. Additionally, Jackson often ensured that kids who couldn't afford treats were not left out. "We stock small freezies on the truck. When a group of kids comes up, and one is left back, maybe because they don't have any money, we call them over and give them one." Many local families have created their own traditions around the truck. "We always take a picture in front of the ice cream truck with our first treats of the summer," one resident shares. "It's a family tradition." However, with job changes necessitated by the mill closure, Jackson and his wife have found it difficult to operate the truck. "Our career paths have found the both of us working out of town enough that operating it this past summer has been challenging," he explains. Despite their love for the business, the couple has decided to sell it. Jackson expresses his hope that a local buyer will continue the cherished traditions. "We have had some interested parties from out of town, but we haven't sold yet," he adds. "Our hope is that we find a buyer locally who will carry on our summer traditions." To potential buyers, he offers not just a business but a legacy. He's even willing to provide mentorship to ensure a smooth transition. And if he doesn't find the right buyer this year, Jackson says they will continue to run the truck next summer. "There are no bad days driving an ice cream truck," he adds. Anyone interested in taking over the summer tradition can contact Daryl Jackson at info@theicecreamman.ca for more details.